And welcome to our studio, Tim Norwood. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. I'm doing very good, and we're glad to have you here. Tim is running for the second time for the District 4. County Commission seat in Manatee County, and your opponent, Robin DiSabatino, is currently sitting as the County Commissioner. We had her on a few weeks ago, and we are planning on having both of you back, which should be interesting together.
Looking forward to that.
But today is your day. All right, so let's start with just some background about you. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, basically, I'm a grassroots conservative Republican. I believe in fiscal responsibility and constitutionally limited government and free markets. Those are actually Tea Party values, but I am a Republican, and I'm running as a Republican. I ran against DiSabatino in the last election, and we came very close to each other in there. The Tea Party has not given their endorsement yet this year, but at that time, after our debates, I had received their endorsement in 2010. But
which
we'll
you're seeking this time,
of course, and yes. So is she. We, you know, there's a strong reason to seek the Tea Party's votes. I'm 52 years old. My wife and I, we own a house in Bayshore Gardens, which is an area in District 4. It's actually near the Long Bar Point area. I've been married to my wife for quite a while now, and we're doing quite well. It's the only wife I've ever had, and the only one I ever intend
kids,
to have.
Yeah.
We have two grown kids, three grandchildren, three rescued cats, and two inside and one outside, and one big giant yellow dog.
Nice.
And a yellow dog rules the roost. I'm a manufacturing engineer. Have 25 years experience in manufacturing. Have a degree in architecture. Currently working with a company called V3 Electronics, which is based in District 4 of Manatee County. And we produce, we used to be Teleflex, and we produce mechanical gauges for vehicles and marine industry and things like that. For the last couple of years, I've had the actual success of bringing jobs back from China and India, and establishing the parts that we buy for the project, some of the projects I've been on, right here in Manatee and Sarasota County, which is it's a real pleasure to be able to bring jobs back to America. I think it does matter, especially in our district.
Mm-hmm.
I got my degree in architecture at Texas Tech University. I grew up in a family where my father was a fighter pilot in Korea. He was born on an Air Force base. I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. I actually had a rusty shovel growing up. My father died when I was six, and my mother raised all four of us kids by herself. She never remarried, though she looked just like Natalie Wood and had offers all the time. But she stayed true to, I guess, my father's memory, and she taught us how to work. She taught us that work matters, that education matters. And, you know, she worked long, hard hours. She's still in the job. She's 77 years old, and she's still working at the University of North Texas State in the chancellor's office as a secretary. And she taught me the values of working.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what you think of as the major issues for Manatee County or for District 4. What do you think we should be focusing on?
Okay, District 4 is a very special community, or a very special section of Manatee County. We're not Lakewood Ranch. We're not even like Lakewood Ranch. We're not Palmetto. We are District 4. We're not specifically tourism. We have the construction workers who actually do the work on the construction sites in the other areas that live in our district. Okay, we have the manufacturing workers that do the work in the other areas of the factories that live in our district. We have retirees. Most of our retirees, or a huge amount of them, live in trailer parks in our district.
Yeah, District 4, just for our listeners who aren't as familiar with Manatee
sure.
County as I am, it does encompass, you know, I'm sure, Bayshore Gardens, Trailer Estates. I think I'm not exactly sure what the exact boundaries are, but it must run right to the Sarasota border. Is like the airport in District 4?
The airport is in District 4.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
And
okay.
I guess I'll give you a few landmarks. We've got the doorstep of IMG. is not in our district. That is the western limit of our district.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Now I see it. Yeah.
University Drive, Cortez.
But Elkhorn is, though, probably.
Okay. But what I'm getting at is we have a district that used to be one of the manufacturing capitals of the world for boat building. And
that's right.
Along with
that's
that.
That's right, it was. Donzi was there, I believe.
Donzi was there. I was plant manager at Donzi for a while.
Yeah, great boats.
Lost my job for praying with one of my employees out on the floor. Asked me for his help, and I prayed with him. Anyway, long story. But District 4 has people that we have a huge amount of unemployment in District 4. We have people that, you know, would love to work. But there's nowhere to find any. We are bringing in some new manufacturing, but the boat industry leaves behind a special trained type of training.
Sure.
And it's a special skill. Well, one of the biggest issues, and the biggest issue in my district, and I figure that for the first year it's going to be the main focus, is to get factories to come from other places to relocate to here. These factories, for instance, California, it's like the cherry tree. We pick the factories from other states. We invite them to come back here. We don't have to offer them huge amounts of incentive. They need to know we want them here. They need to know that we have people waiting to work for them, that our employees or their employees, when they get here, will be able to afford houses because our housing is still relatively inexpensive after the bubble burst. We have facilities waiting and ready. They're right here in District 4.
All right, let me ask you this. So I see you're focusing on jobs, bringing jobs to the county, and we can talk about that a little. What is the role of the county commissioner?
Well, let me finish my point here. I was segueing into my second thing. Top two issues I see in county this particular race is the unemployment and the empty factories. Okay, the workers, protecting the workers and getting them back to work in District 4. The second one is we have a huge amount of gang crime and drug-related crime is focused right in the middle of our district. We have gated communities. They're out there. But living in Bayshore Gardens used to be a lot quieter than it is now. I can take the dog out and walk my dog in the middle or at midnight, and at least twice a week I'm hearing gunshots coming from across 41, and some of them are now coming over into our area. Okay, that's a big issue. That's an issue that everybody's talking about, but it's not being heard by the county commission.
Okay, how does the county commission impact such a thing? I mean, do you allocate? And this gets into Steve's question, I guess. Is it the county commission's job to allocate law enforcement resources to a particular area? I mean,
absolutely, it is. We're not focused on first of all helping identify the issues and getting the people off the streets and working. If we get people jobs that they can go apply for, and if they want to work, and if there's a job there for them to go apply for, they're going to become more accountable to their employer and more resourceful to their family. They're going to be off the rolls that set them on the couch receiving support from other places in the government, and they're going to become more successful in their own
part of the cocktail of things that this county needs to provide, or any location to bring manufacturing jobs in, is the availability of trained workers or workers that are able to be trained, which goes to the question of education. I remember actually John McKay said, and I've been here like 22 years. This was when John McKay was the president of the Senate, or the head, the chairman of the Florida Senate, said that in Florida right now the major industry is not citrus or tourism like everybody thinks. It's growth, and eventually growth is going to end. We're going to run out of land. There just aren't going to be that many people that want to move to Florida. So what we really need to do is be able to attract manufacturing, and the only way we can really do that is by improving our school systems, or improving vocational training, and making sure, like you had mentioned, that because there are a lot of, I guess, quote unquote, unemployed people who used to work for, you know, outfits like Donzie, and I think Chris Kraft was down there, it sounds to me like, you know, we may have some, skilled tradesmen. Because I know working on boats, I worked on boats before I built houses, and I found working on boats was way harder than building a house. Learn how to build houses was like a snap after being a boat carpenter.
To address your question, yes, I agree. Education is paramount.
Okay.
I worked my way through school working construction jobs, and my five-year degree took me 8 years to do that because I had to pay for it. And I learned everything about the skill of construction, both in sticks and mortar as well as in the marine industry, and ended up in the automotive industry with that too. But what I'm getting at is we can't turn our backs on the people that need a job right now. What you're talking about is something that takes time over, a course of time to set that up and turn it that direction. But right now is when we have the most need. We've got to listen and watch and see. Right outside the door of this building that we're sitting in right now, I walked through a crowd of at least 80 or 90 people that were homeless out there waiting for the doors to open at the place next door. Those people deserve to at least have the county commission recognize that they're there and say, okay, I'm going to do everything I can to invite companies or to bring companies here, the type of companies that can hire you and will hire you. And if there's a reason that you can't, that they're not interested in hiring
we all agree that that's a great idea.
Right.
How do you propose to do such a thing?
Well, first of all, you got to put me on the seat of county commission so that I can actually walk the walk and talk the talk, because our current county commissioner does not have the leadership or hasn't exhibited the leadership to make that happen. And I do. That's my goal. That's my focus. The first year, we'll focus on getting any and every factory that we can possibly get to fill these empty holes we have in our district to come here and see what we have to offer. Let us entice them with who we are, with the excitement that we're going to create in District 4. District 4 does not have an excitement at all. There's not any reason right now for anybody to drive through there and go, wow, I want to be a part of this. And that's what's necessary. We need the leadership that's going to drive the truck to get what we need brought to town.
All right, guys, I just need to interrupt because we only have about 5 minutes left, and I haven't even started the interview yet. There's things on your website. So you said, for example, we talked about the role of the county commissioner, and you have on your website, I'm just reading from your website here, no more rude pants on the ground in Manatee County. What does that mean?
Pants on the ground. It's something that everybody, and you know what it is. It's the pants on the ground, where the gang kids are wearing them with their underwear showing.
All right, so everybody that's running with their underwear showing is a gang?
No, but it serves absolutely no purpose to this society. And if you talk to the majority of the people. What's your question?
So you're objecting to people's pants, and this is the role of the county commissioner, and how does that help jobs?
I got to ask you right now, is this really the most important question
you've
got?
It's on your website.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to address
this. So if it's on your website, you put it down as being one of the most important issues.
And it is very important, right?
Okay. So explain, why is this important? Because I don't get it.
It doesn't accomplish anything with this society. Right now, we are watching liberalism take down the establishment of the American family.
Really?
Yes, we are.
In what way?
Well, this is one of them. By allowing that to become a normal standard, I have grandchildren. Let me answer your question.
As county commissioner, you're going to prevent people.
I'm
going
to protect the children of our district by making that an ordinance that a parent with a cell phone photograph or a video from a convenience store or wherever, if they have to explain to a child under the age of 8. That this man does not have his pants down because he has short pants on, or explain anything why this indecently dressed person is in front of this 8-year-old or 5-year-old or 3-year-old.
How about if he's gay?
Then that should be illegal.
Are you going to make that
what
illegal,
difference
too?
Does it make if he's gay? If his pants are down, he should be treated the same.
Well,
I don't have any issue about a gay person.
Maybe he's wearing something polka dot shirt or where he's wearing a hat that you don't particularly agree with.
We're not talking about it in a disagreeable hat. We're talking about flesh below the waist that's inappropriate for children. Now, that's not. This isn't the biggest issue right now, this is a good one.
I mean, it's on your website, and I guess I don't understand it here, because there are existing laws that protect public nudity, et cetera. Those are existing. Why do we have to focus on what you say? And you said it yourself. These are gang members wearing these pants, and I don't get that. Why do you have to be a gang member? And you said it's not, but that's what you said, and I'm confused now.
No, you're not confused. You and I.
Explain it to me.
Okay, I will.
Because I have no problem with it.
I think I answered your question. And right, this kind of goes along with the law.
Liberalism is ruining the fabric. I forget how you said it, the fabric of America. How so? What's wrong with liberalism?
Are you going to let me talk?
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
Thank you very much. All right. The pants in the ground issue, I explained it to you. It's not necessary for children to have to see the grown men with their pants down. It's very simple. We make an ordinance. And everybody that I've talked to that's not, you know, in favor of it, which is a huge amount, I would say 99.9% of the people that I've talked to, and I've tried to reach both sides of the equation, even the parents of these kids, thank you for bringing it up. Okay? They also agree that the crime issue is the bigger issue than that. That just happens to be one of the pieces of that puzzle. Okay.
Can you link those two together?
I want to bring up something else.
Just to follow up on what you said, how do you link crime with somebody's pants?
Because it's a crime to expose that. Indecently expose yourself to a child. That's for one. Do you not agree?
But we already.
I
have
tell you what. Why don't
that?
All three of us take our pants off and go outside and see who arrests us?
No, we aren't talking about that. We all know what all right. you're.
Already,
we all know what you're talking about. Yeah. You're talking about, you know, yes, it is a style, you know, but you know, if I understand the style correctly, all these guys have their underwear.
I'm ready to move on.
They're showing
here.
Their underwear. But, it isn't barefoot.
When you said liberalism before, that you're against liberalism and it's undermining the morals. I forgot what you said here. What do you mean? By that, what's wrong with liberalism?
What's wrong with liberalism?
Yeah.
Do you have another hour? I'll stay.
Get started.
No, I'll stay. If you have another hour, we'll talk about it until we're blue in the face.
Well, it's on your website. I'm just asking you.
Okay, I answered the question about the pants on the ground.
So liberalism is pants on the ground? What's the difference between liberalism and pants on the ground?
Can we address another one that you brought up last when you interviewed my opponent? That was about the evangelicals and the war on women.
Okay. Sure. We can go there.
How dare you? How dare you bring up and apply a war on women to evangelicals or Tea Partiers? How dare you do that? Do you want to talk about that? Let's talk about that.
All right, so now you're interviewing me, but I want to ask you, the question is, how is the local Tea Party different than the national Tea Party? Is there a difference there? And I guess what I'm implying is, yes, that the national Tea Party has some of that in their social agenda, which is different, I agree, than their fiscal agenda. But part of the reason why we have this show is that I don't know the answers. I'm trying to explore this and find out why.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. The Tea Party, liberals like yourself, seem to like to use the Tea Party as a whipping dummy and an excuse to... you know, to pick on conservatives, okay? Your discussion last week, or whenever it was with my opponent, I took offense to it because you started out pointing out to her that Tea Party groups are somehow have a war on women and their vagina or something like that, you said, and how that's a big deal.
Right. Do you know where that comes from, right?
I understand exactly where you think it comes from, okay, but... However, you managed to turn it to, or you did, manage to turn it around and say, well, it's not really the Tea Party because, you know, you're trying to get their vote. So it's the evangelicals. Do you realize that God created us? Do you realize that? I do. I am an evangelical. I love God.
I love God. Consider that a fact.
I consider it absolute.
If somebody disagrees with you,
the Lord above created the university.
So you're going to be a county commissioner. How are you going to deal with the people in your commission, in your district, that either don't agree with you, or are you saying that nobody doesn't agree with you on that? I don't.
How do you handle people that you don't agree with?
I'm not being interviewed here, okay. So I'm not running for county commissioner here.
Let me answer your question.
You know, let me just comment on something, because you said, you know, that I'm a liberal and all that. None of that is true.
Okay.
You can label me any way you want.
No, I was just going on how the interview went.
But I think it's interesting that you jumped to labeling me, and I think if people are going to vote for you, they need to know that you're labeling people. And if you're going to do that to me, I wonder. But what you said is, you know, your views about religion, et cetera, your Catholicism, et cetera, that, you know, that this is, you know, God, as you said, you know, created everything. This is not a view that's universally accepted. Right?
First of all, I'm a Baptist.
Do you agree with that?
I'm a Baptist, and I serve my church well. My wife and I are very active in our church.
Right. I'm just reading from your website. It says
Christian values. If you're going to butt into me, discussion is not going to continue.
Go for it.
Okay?
Sorry.
I do believe God is creator of the universe. I don't have any animosity toward you at all for not believing the same way as I do. It is the job of the county commissioner to stay impartial and to listen and evaluate and be a leadership role rather than to just listen and do nothing.
Well, how can you do that if you're against liberalism and you say there are some liberals that, you know, you're calling me a liberal, which I may or may not be, but if, let's say, I'm living in your district, I'm just a district over, but if I'm a liberal in your district and you're against me, how can you represent me? I don't get that.
By making sure that your taxes don't go up, by making sure that you're represented in the office that I hold, by making it possible for you to find a job, okay? By you knowing that I have the values that I do and the family principles that I do, so that, you know, whenever I make a decision, I'm going to give you a full breakdown of why I'm making that decision, and that you can expect to give me the appropriate response to whatever is put on the table.
Without interrupting you,
go ahead, finish, but
give me a chance to respond. Go ahead.
But you're really good at trying to specify something as an issue and then going down that path when there's much greater issues out here on the table. Right now we have an ineffective county commissioner. She is ineffective, and I intend to change that and be there because I have the experience and the capability of doing the job better than she's done. I supported her in the last election.
Okay.
This isn't about you and I disagreeing. Actually, this is about who
can I comment and go to your website for one minute? Because I'm just quoting for your website here, and that you're against this loud music in cars, et cetera. It's on your website. I'm just reading from the website. And we have recently, there was a young,
excessive,
happened to be a black gentleman. He was in a car. He was shot dead. There was no gun. There was anything. This is stand your ground laws. And what I'm concerned is, and I think some of my listeners will be concerned
Which
here
one
too,
that?
Is that, do you know the case that I'm referring to?
Yeah, I believe it was in like Central Florida. It wasn't around here. No, I'm sorry. It was in like Jacksonville.
But in any case,
we're not sure.
This was a while ago. It was like a couple of months ago.
It's going through the courts now.
And it was in a it was in a convenience store parking lot.
Okay.
And some guy went into the convenience store. You know, a kid was playing loud music in his car. You know, he's going into the convenience store. I believe words were exchanged. The guy came out of the convenience store. The kid was still playing loud music.
Right.
The guy took out a gun and shot him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me just say, my concern, and I'm just trying to speak for the people in your district, is that if I'm a black person, a minority, and I have a son who's wearing pants down, and maybe it's okay by me, and now he's playing loud music in his car, and we have stand your ground laws, if you have additional laws against loud music, I'm worried that my son would be killed, would be murdered, in the same way that this has happened, and we see this time and time again here. So how do you address the fears of this, of these type of regulations or ordinances that county commissioner would do that might lead to more violence and
murders? To answer your question, I'm going to give you the laws as a parent to be able to turn to your child and say, well, then pull your pants up and turn your radio down, because people live in these communities that you're storming through. We're talking about excessive music. Bumper, you know, with the speakers mounted in the bumpers, okay? They're mounted in the bumpers. That serves absolutely no purpose. They're not broadcasting, you know, some grand thing. They're broadcasting vulgar music throughout whole neighborhoods that is offensive to not only my wife, my children, my grandchildren. This is not a good thing. You know, to answer your question, I think I just did.
Gotcha.
You have the tools now as a parent to care that your child will not be breaking the law and that will learn the values that you want them to learn. You now have a commission or a county that's willing to say, yes, we'll stand behind you and we'll give you the tools you need to help us have a better community.
You know? All right. We're done. I'm sorry. We're just flat out of time. This is great.
Can I get my website?
Yes, please do. And then we're going to have you back again. And we're going
to
have Robin. Robin back again. Because clearly we need lots more time.
We need many of these occasions.
Yes, please give your website. Encourage everybody to go there so they can see what Tim is about. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay. My website is www.votenorwood.com. Votenorwood.com. My phone number is 941-780-5514. My email is on the website, and I look forward to hearing from you on this.
Yes, I'm sorry if it seems like I interrupt you. It's not my.
You do.
I just want to clarify some of the things you say before you move on, so that people know what your views are. And I think some of our listeners have some questions about Tea Party and stuff like that. Many of us.
Let's open the phone lines.
Yep. All right.